Okay, here we go. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Roger Paul, and tonight we're going to continue our study of paper 56. We're in section six, which is 600, page 641 of the original book, and that's paper 56.6.1 on all the rest of them. So let's get started. Diane, would you read that first paragraph for us? Let me mute first there.
Six, unification of evolutionary deity. When the three eternal persons of deity function as undivided deity in the Paradise Trinity, they achieve perfect unity. Likewise, when they create either associatively or severally, their Paradise progeny exhibit the characteristic unity of divinity. And this divinity of purpose, manifested by the supreme creators and rulers of the time-space domains, eventuates in the unifying power potential of the sovereignty of experiential supremacy, which, in the presence of the impersonal energy unity of the universe, constitutes a reality tension that can be resolved only through adequate unification with experiential personality realities of experiential deity.
Supreme being. Roger, you're muted.
Is that better?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Y'all didn't want to hear from me anyway, did you?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
Oh,
you now, dude.
yeah.
We
Yeah,
can.
we can.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
I went off and on, so.
Okay. Maybe it was just the connection there. Okay. So this, it's kind of funny in these sections because each one of them almost starts like the one before it. And we talked about all these things mostly, except the experiential part last time in the opening paragraph. But I want to go through this stuff anyway. The three eternal persons of deity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, function as just one deity. That's the Paradise Trinity. And they achieve a perfect unity as the Paradise Trinity, but they pass down this perfect unity through the Parogeny, which is the Creator Sons and Creative Mother Spirits, and the Holy and the descendants of the Infinite Spirit, all the support personnel and angels and that sort of thing. But they all come through as a unified deity in the fact that they're all of one mind, and the only way they can be as one mind under experiential deity, in other words, as deity that experiences something, is through the supreme. And that's what they're talking about, this experiential supremacy. Okay, so the supreme itself, the presence of the supreme alongside, it talks about here, impersonal energy. That's the circuits of all seven super universes. The circuits do not have personality, so they're in person, right? We're talking about all the physical circuits and everything, which creates this tension between that which is personal and that which is not. And they relay themselves as an experiential, a deity that gains experience through the experiential deity, eventually from the supreme into the ultimate, eventually over time. Okay, so that's what they're talking about, this unification of evolutionary deity. So it's this unity of deity that makes evolving deity, which is the supreme or the creator sons and daughters, makes those unify with the Paradise Trinity right from the start. And y'all just have to excuse me because of this cold. So we're gonna
Yeah.
cough our way through.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, can we call that impersonal energy the mighty?
No, we don't, because
The
that
mighty, is
imper
he called? We don't.
no, we don't, because the impersonal energy has to do with the gravity circuits and the power circuits that come through the infinite spirit. Okay, so those are all
Okay.
literally physical circuits, energy circuits. And we're not talking about the personality circuit or anything like that having to do with deity, because those are all personality driven.
Okay.
Okay. Where the energy circuits, in essence, are a phenomena that's controlled by personality, but it does not have personality. And the reason being for that, many of like the power control power centers and controllers and that sort of thing, they don't require personality to do their job because they don't make decisions. Okay. They just do, they're assigned to do this and they do it, and they do it indefinitely forever. So, you know, they don't have
Okay,
feelings
thank you.
of I'm bored and I don't want to do this job anymore or anything like that, because that's their existence. Okay, so it's a different kind of, you could call them, they're different types of circuits, since they aren't personality driven like the other circuits are. Okay. All right, let's go on to the next one. Pam, would you take the next one?
The personality realities of the Supreme Being come forth from the paradise deities and on the pilot world of the outer Havona circuit unify with the power prerogatives of the Almighty Supreme coming up from the creator divinities of the grand universe. God the Supreme, as a person, existed in Havona before the creation of the seven super universes, but he functioned only on spiritual levels. The evolution of the almighty power of supremacy by diverse divinity synthesizes in the evolving universes, eventuated in a new power presence of deity, which coordinated with the spiritual person of the Supreme in Havona by means of the Supreme Mind, which concomitantly
Concomitantly.
concomitantly
Yeah.
translated from the potential resident in the infinite mind of the infinite spirit to the active functional mind of the Supreme Being. Ooh, that last half
Oh,
is something else.
yeah, it's a lot here, right? So what they start to tell us in the beginning is the fact that the paradise deities on the power pilot world of Havona, the first world of Havona circuit, all right, basically combine the power prerogatives of the Almighty Supreme, which will eventually be for the outer space levels, right? And the creator divinities of the grand universe. So that's God the Supreme. So you got the Almighty Supreme and God the Supreme coming together, right, on this pilot world of Havona. And upon the creation of the seven super universes, they function only as on the spirit levels. What are they saying here? They did not function on the finite levels. Okay, so the Supreme, God the Supreme, and the Almighty Supreme did not function on the finite levels, only on the spiritual levels. And that spiritual level is what? The Eternal Son, God the Eternal Son. All right. So what happened is through evolution, the almighty power of the supremacy basically synthesized. And it says here, eventuated. It says evolving universes eventuated in a new power presence of deity, right? And that new power presence of deity was the spirit person of the Supreme itself by means of the Supreme Mind. So it went from just being the Almighty Supreme and God the Supreme eventuated into a new type of being, which became the Supreme Mind. And it's that Supreme Mind that collects all experience from all seven super universes, right? And so, at the same time, concomitantly translated the potential resident in the infinite mind, the infinite spirit, to the actual functional mind of the supreme being. So, what are they telling us? It means that at the same time, the supreme mind translated the potential of that supreme mind and the infinite spirit at the same time into the new mind of the supreme being. Okay, so this is when the supreme being that was created in paradise before all this started was not a functioning personality separate. You see what I'm saying? But upon the creation of the seven super universes and all this thing stuff went down, at that time, the functional supreme mind became an actual personality to collect all experience from all seven super universes. And by eventuating this personality, that personality will eventually become the new sovereign of all seven super universes because he's collecting experience from all the creator sons. I know it's confusing and it's hard to understand and it's a lot. Do we lose Jane? We lost Jane, didn't we? So I know it's a lot there, but that's what happened. Okay. We lost you there for a second, Jane.
Yes. I don't know what happened.
I don't
I
either,
came
but
right in.
I passed out the $100 bills while you were gone.
That's okay. That's okay. It's longer than that. It's okay.
Old joke. What can I say?
That's
Jane,
okay.
don't worry, Jane. He got
Just
messed
me
up.
the pennies, okay? Give me the pennies.
I got it twice for it. I'm
Yeah.
glad y'all have a good sense of humor anyway. So, Jane, what I was t saying is basically the translation from the supreme into the personality of the supreme as we know it, which will be the sovereign of the seven super universes, happened when the supreme mind and the infinite spirit came together with a concept, and then they personalized the supreme being. And when the supreme being was personalized, it made it possible for that supreme being to become the sovereign of all seven super universes because it now has personality.
Has that happened already, Roger? Has
Yes,
it happened? Is he burned?
that's happened already, but we have to remember the supreme being has not come into full fruition, nor has he received full sovereignty yet, because all seven super universes have not reached light and life. And until all seven super universes reach light and life, and every single creator son has reached light and life, until that point, all experience for all seven super universes cannot be transferred into the supreme. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Wait, say that one more time, Roger.
All the experiences of all 700,000 creator sons cannot be transferred into the supreme being until all of them reach light and life
Because
individually.
that happens at the same time.
No, that does not happen.
No.
They all reach light and life on different levels. You remember that Jesus reached light and life in his life here on the planet right after his crucifixion, didn't he? He reached light and life in his
Yeah.
personality during his Marantia visit, right? And so he reached light and
I
life
thought
at
you
that
meant the
time, but
planets.
the or his universe had not, right?
Yeah, correct.
Only his personality had reached light and life. Make sense? So our local universe will probably not reach light and life for millions of years yet because
Yes.
we're not even finished with planets yet, are we? They've not all been created. And they've not gone through hundreds of thousands and millions of years to develop populations and all that stuff. So even though the sovereign of our universe has reached light and life, does not mean the entire universe has re physically reached light and life. So, what I'm trying to explain is this: we can individually reach light and life while we're on this planet. Okay? If we come to the realization in our souls and grown enough, we can step into light and life on this planet. Now, if we do that, don't it make sense that if you reach light and life on this planet, what's going to happen? You're going to fuse with your adjuster, right?
Right.
Because you will have reached a point of perfection. Okay, so just because Jesus did it doesn't mean there's going to be a lot of us that be able to do that. I mean, we could study our little fool heads off 24 hours a day, every day of our life, and never get to the point of perfection. You see what I'm saying? Do I
So,
look
Richard, this
do I look
is very
perfect? I don't think so.
difficult. This is a very difficult, like, kind of paragraph. Section is difficult. So, am I understanding the right thing? If I understand you saying that although individuals could reach light and life, that does not mean all the planet has, by
Exactly.
no means.
Exactly.
Yeah. But are you also saying that the experience goes to the supreme only at a certain time, or all experience go as people live, the way it happens?
That's right. That's right. It does. It's constantly posted into the Supreme right now through the seventh master spirit. Right, we know
Okay.
that. So all of our experiences goes dr straight into the master spirit, and it makes you wonder if that's the case. Does our experience posting into the master spirit change as we go from finite to Marantia, from Marantia to spiritual? It probably does, because that experience is based on our own actual moving, breathing, interacting in the type of reality we're in. And we know the finite reality is different from the Marantia reality. We know the Marantia reality is different from the spiritual reality, right? So as we grow and we upstep ourselves, we upstep the experience that's going into the Supreme also. Okay.
So that you're creating another question, and you're tired and you're not feeling very well today. So do we keep pushing, or we wait maybe for another class and
No,
ask more questions?
we keep pushing. We
Pushing,
just
okay.
push right through it, right? That's what we do.
Okay.
Okay. And
So
as
then,
long as I'm conscious and
wait.
I'm not making gobbledygook out of the book, we'll just keep going, right?
So then, Roger,
Huh?
just from what you said, right? Because we change and we go, and even on this planet, what I did a year ago, I may do the same thing very differently this year,
Yes,
God
because of
willing,
your
if I grew
experience.
a
Yeah.
little bit, right?
Because you have a different experience, you would do it
I would
differently.
hope, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because the experience going to the Supreme as it happened, is it conceivable that as I change the experience, my personality, my experience, my soul, could that become distilled by the Supreme Being, refined as that entity, me being an entity,
Yeah.
grow? Yeah, it can
Yeah,
be distilled.
you would think so, because when you change, your experience changes, so your memory of that experience changes. So that, in essence, it would be like a data upgrade for your personal
Okay.
experience that's going into the Supreme. Makes sense?
Very much. Yeah, makes sense.
It's you can look think of it
Thank
this
you.
way. The political landscape of this country right now is very positive. We're just going crazy, all the changes and stuff. And I feel more positive about our world right now than I ever have. But to compare that to the last 3 or 4 years, I was really getting depressed about the world because I felt like we weren't being fairly treated by the celestial beings because they were letting all these things happen that was not appropriate for our planet. You see what I'm saying? But now I feel very positive about our planet just because of the political landscape. And I'm not endorsing anyone. I don't want people to think I'm speaking politics, but it shows exactly what happens when the situations around you and your experience changes, and the input coming into your sensory organism changes. So does the output that goes out from your experience, because you're a different person when you're more positive and you're more enlightened and that sort of thing. Okay. So, and we're constantly learning, are we not? So it's
Always.
fun. Always. So it's funny how external things affect us internally as well. Okay. So let's go on to the next. Excuse me, y'all. Let's see, Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. The material-minded creatures of the evolutionary worlds of the seven super universes can comprehend deity unity only as it is evolving, and this power personality synthesis of the supreme being. On any level of existence, God cannot exceed the conceptual capacity of the beings who live on such a level. Mortal man must, through the recognition of truth, the appreciation of beauty, and the worship of goodness, evolve the recognition of a God of love, and then progress through ascending deity levels to the comprehension of the supreme. Deity, having been thus grasped as unified in power, can then be personalized in spirit to creature understanding and attainment.
Okay, there's several things in this paragraph that are very, very important. First of all, is the concept of truth. Okay. And that's what's so important about this book to us, right? Because if we want to experience truth in our lives, if we want to know what our relationship with Jesus, what our relationship with God is, and all these other things, that comes only through the comprehension of the deity synthesis of the supreme being. In other words, it's only through the experiences that we relay to the supreme can we have any level of God consciousness in our being. Okay. And I need to explain something. I don't know if I ever mentioned it online, but I am really offended by somebody's name that's out there on YouTube. He calls himself Da God. Okay. To me, that is blasphemy on the highest level, because what they're telling us here is even your comprehension of God, not man, but God, is through, excuse me, the synthesis of our experience, which goes into the supreme. So if we want to experience God, we want to have a capacity for any level of life where we try to understand God and do God's will in our life, then it's important for us to respect, worship, communicate all these things through God the Father, right? And this concept of God does not deserve a title in anything human, right? It just does not. It would be like me going out tomorrow and changing my name on YouTube or Facebook to Roger Paul the God, right? I'm not a God. You know, no one is a God. The only reason we can call Jesus a God is because he created our physical being. Okay? So even Jesus deserves the title of God, but he doesn't assume that. He assumes our God is our Father, and he constantly points to God the Father. Yeah, have you ever noticed that? Throughout his entire life, he is relaying the will of God physically, but he always points back to God and tells us that we are all children of the same God, right? All right. So as we ascend and we decide that we evolve this recognition of a God of love, all right, this happens because we're ascending our deity levels of comprehension through the Supreme itself, okay? And this unification of the Supreme God the Father, the Creator Sons, all these other beings, we can only understand under this unity of power and love. Okay? And through that, we can gain spirit and creature understanding and attain deity eventually. Okay? For a fevery guy, I'm doing all right, am I not? So. I'll probably wake up tomorrow and think, and this is will have been a dream. I have to do it all over again. So, okay, let's go on to the next one. Gary, do you feel like reading for us tonight? Unmute though first, Gary.
Muted, Gary.
There we go.
Okay. While ascending mortals achieve power, comprehension of the mighty, of the Almighty on the capitals of the super universe, and personality comprehension of the Supreme on the outer circuits of Havana, they do not actually find the Supreme Being as they are destined to find the paradise deities, even the finalities. Six stage spirits have not found the Supreme Being, nor are they likely to until they have achieved seven stage spirit status. Excuse me. And until the Supreme has become actually functional in the activities of the future outer universes.
So what they're teaching us is we don't expect to understand or recognize the Supreme fully until we all achieve what?
Service.
Seventh stages. That's right. The seventh stage. When we all step into the seventh stage simultaneously as all seven super universes
Reach
obtain
white
light and life. That's
light.
right.
So
Light
it's
floating all around.
that's going to be a great day.
Really?
That's going to be a great day. Now, that does not mean we cannot understand the functionings of the different aspects of the Supreme Being, the Supreme, the Almighty Supreme, all these different things. They're expecting us to know these things, but we can't really comprehend it until we actually experience it as a seventh stage spirit. Okay? Does not give us an excuse not to learn about it. It's kind of like when you go take your driver's test, you expect to know enough to drive a car, but does not make you an expert in a car by no stretch of the imagination, right? Okay. Jane, would you take the next one?
Okay. But when ascenders find the Universal Father as the seventh level of God, the sevenfold, they have attained the personality of the first person of all deity levels of personal relationships with universe creatures.
Okay, why is this so important? That this is telling us that we can ascend to paradise, we can stand before God the Father, we can understand God the Father, even though we may not fully understand the Supreme. Because the Supreme is an experiential sovereign, right? God the Father is not an experiential father, he's an existential father. Always has been, always will be. He's the first source and center of all that became after him. So when you get to stand before God the Father, you have reached the epitome of deity. Does that make sense? even though you may not recognize the Supreme. All right. So that's the first person of all deity levels of personal relationship of the with the universal creatures. All right. Next. Diane, you get the next one.
Seven, universal evolutionary repercussions. The steady progress of evolution in the time-space universes is accompanied by ever enlarging revelations of deity to all intelligent creatures. The attainment of the height of evolutionary progress on a world, in a system, constellation, universe, super universe, or in the grand universe signifies the corresponding enlargements of deity function to and in these progressive units of creation. And every such local enhancement of divinity realization is accompanied by certain well-defined repercussions of enlarged deity manifestations to all other sectors of creation. Extending outward from paradise, each new domain of realized and attained evolution constitutes a new and enlarged revelation of experiential deity to the universe of universes.
Amen. So, as you see, as we evolve over time and space, as we evolve, our understanding of the universes enlarges with us as our revelations of deity enlarges also. And this goes with all intelligent creatures. And I know we live in a world where there's not a lot of intelligent creatures, don't we? So, they're talking about intelligent creatures here, right? So it goes on to tell us that this attainment in the high evolutionary progress of a world, a system, constellation, universe, super universe, or in the grand universe itself shows an enlargement of deity function as it's enlarged in our concepts, in our minds and soul, right? In different parts. All right. And with every enhancement of divinity revelation, each time you get a new enhancement of this deity revelation, there also comes with it other repercussions of the deity manifestation to other sectors of creation. So, as your understanding increases, so does that understanding or that thing of deity revelation also increase throughout the entire local universe, just murdered a creature. Oh, sorry, y'all. Murdered myself here. Y'all hang in there. I'll be right back. Okay. Ooh. Boy, I really messed up. Okay. Y'all there?
Yes.
Can you see me okay?
Yes.
All right. Let me see if I can get rid of this. Okay. Had a big old bug walk across my screen.
Glad was yours and not mine.
Well, it's a touch screen too, so I tried to get it off. I forgot it was a touch screen. It went crazy. Okay, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, the enlargement of this deity revelation. Okay, so as we go up through the states of this deity revelation or enlightenment, so does our enlightenment of other universe creatures and God the Father and everything associated with this unity. Also, there's repercussions to all of it. Okay, all right. Look on that camera and not the other one. I lost this camera over here, didn't I?
That bug.
Yeah. There it is. All right, y'all. I got my microphone up here, so let me see if I can just move this a little bit here. Oops, wrong direction. It knocked on my camera's off too. So, all right. So we'll go through the rest of this with my microphone here in my face. So I usually don't have it there. I'll adjust it later. Well, I might be able to adjust it right
You
here real quick.
sound the same.
Do I sound the same? Well,
Oh,
that's
yeah. Yeah.
good. All right, let me see if I can adjust this camera a little bit here. Gonna let me do that. May not let me. Okay, we'll just go on from there. As long as y'all can hear me okay.
Yes, we can.
Okay, let's go on. Who's next? Pam, would you take the
Yeah.
next one?
As the components of a local universe are progressively settled in light and life, God, the sevenfold, is increasingly made manifest. Time-space evolution begins on a planet with the first expression of God, the sevenfold, the Creator Son, Creative Spirit Association in control. With the settling of a system in light, this Sun-Spirit liaison attains the fullness of function, and when an entire constellation is thus settled, the second phase of God, the sevenfold, becomes more active throughout such a realm. The completed administrative evolution of a local universe is attended by new and more direct manifestations of the super universe master spirits. And at this point, there also begins that ever-expanding revelation and realization of God the Supreme, which culminates in the ascender's comprehension of the Supreme Being while passing through the world of the sixth Havona circuit.
So you can see how God the Sevenfold, in which the Supreme Being is part of God the Sevenfold, it's right in the middle. You remember the kind of remember the chart of God the Sevenfold. It starts out on the bottom with or to the top, or I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, God the Supreme is right in the middle, and then comes the master spirits, the ancients of days, and the creator sons and daughters. Okay, so being that God the Supreme is right in this climb, middle of this climb of God the Sevenfold, these are you can see the importance as we reach light and life, we climb up through God the Sevenfold, the understanding of God the Sevenfold, up through the levels of the God the Sevenfold. Makes sense. Sorry, bud. Dermbug. Okay. Any questions about that? Well, we'll go on. Let's see, Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. The Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit are existential deity manifestations to intelligent creatures and are not, therefore, similarly expanded in personality relations with the mind and spirit creatures of all creation.
Okay, they made this a separate paragraph and they did it on purpose. And let's kind of explain why. The universal father, the eternal son, and the infant spirit, which are all within God the sevenfold, are they not? But they are existential deity. They always have been, always will be. They are not gaining experience. Okay, so they're not what? They're not experiential deity. Does that make sense? because they've already know what's going to happen from beginning to end, so they don't have to go through the experience part, right? However, the Supreme and all the types of the Supreme, the Almighty Supreme, all these are what? Experiential deity, are they not? So they expand in personality and their relationships with personality through mind and spirit through all the creatures that goes through the creation and does the ascension plan. Okay, so God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are not manifestations of experiential deity, but the Supremes all are. Okay. Did you say something, Pam? I couldn't hear you.
No.
Okay. All right. Gary, would you take the next one?
It should be noted that ascending mortals may experience the impersonal presence of successive levels of deity long before they become sufficiently spiritual and adequately educated to attain experiential personal recognition of and contact with these deities as personal beings.
Okay, ascending mortals, that's us. We're the stupid people, right?
And
What they're telling
I want
us,
you to know I'm proud of it.
yes, thank you.
Oh,
What they're telling us is, you stupid people, it's going to take you a while, right?
no.
You stupid people need to be sufficiently spiritually and adequately educated. Did you see that? To attain the experiential personal recognition of these deities who are personal beings. Okay? So basically, because we don't have the experience and we're inadequate when we start out, we have to gain the person that we have to gain the experience, and we have to gain recognition of personal beings of deity before we can recognize them when we get to paradise. All
Yeah.
right. So it takes a long, long time to do that. Okay.
Through experience.
Through experience. That's right. All right. Jane, would you take the next one?
Each new evolutionary attainment within a sector of creation, as well as every new invasion—it is invasion, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Invasion of
Invasion.
space. Yeah, of space by divinity manifestation is attained by simultaneous expansions of deity functional revelation within the then existing and previously organized units of all creation. This new invasion of the administrative work of the universes and the component units may not always appear to be executed exactly in accordance with the technique herewith outlined, because it is the practice to send forth advanced groups of administrators to prepare the way for the subsequent and successive eras of new administrative over control. Even God the Ultimate foreshadows his transcendental over control of the universes during the later stages of a local universe settled in light life.
Okay. Y'all take your time. Each one of you explain that paragraph. I'm
Oh,
joking. I'm
I'll get back to
yeah, right.
joking.
Okay. I can tell you one thing. We get a break sometimes, and we get clue. That's all I get from
What
them.
was that? Say that again, Jane. You broke up on me.
All I got from all that stuff that I read is we do get a break sometimes, and we do get clue.
Yes, yeah.
Which is very inaccurate, but hey,
Yeah.
I gave you
No, that's
something.
what I get out of
Yeah. Okay. So as we attain experience, Okay, with new invasion of space and divinity manifestations, in other words, as we go farther and farther in and we learn about new space and new divinity as we go there, there's a simultaneous expansion of our deity functional relation within the existing and previous organization units of creation. So what are they saying? As we ascend higher, and we practice being in the administrative work of ascending higher. What became to us in the past, and what will be in the future, we will have an opportunity to gain a higher evolutionary concept of these things to gain experience as we go, not only before us, but after us. Does that make sense? So, according to how we go forth as administrators and are in the over control of the administrative process, we understand deity more and more and more. And that's one of the reasons that they train us so extensively in the administration of the universe, whatever universes we're in, because with each universe experience and administering each universe experience, we become more and more enlightened and more useful for future work in the master universe. All right? Because we gain the administrative over control understanding. All right? And also, it says
What you're saying, Roger, there's no retirement in the future.
there's no retirement in this
Yeah.
future. If you want to lay around in a cloud and play a violin, you're in the wrong business, right? That's just all there is to it. You know, when people talk about heaven, they think that it's this experience of forever being at ease, and that's not the way it is at all. It's a struggle, just like life is a struggle, because you are constantly learning. And with each new thing you learn, you become more and more useful to God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, right? Because you become a better administrator, a better understanding of the experience that came before and after. And you got to remember, we are finite minded. No matter what we try to do, we can't get over being finite minded, can we? Everything we have to do has a beginning and end. We count our days in this life until they end, right? We see it coming. You know, the closer and closer you get to the transformation, the more and more you realize that there will be a transformation, because none of us stay on the planet, do they? You don't live forever on this planet. So with this conversion from being a finite being and into a Dharmaraja being, you have a realization of time and space that is so expansive that they can't even explain it to us. Okay? So it would be like us, let me give you an example of that. It would be like me looking back 800,000 years and say, I remember something that had 800,000 years ago, right? You know, they told me about it. Oh, I got it. I got it. And then looking forward 800,000 years, and you can't even recognize the planet anymore. Okay? We don't know what's going to happen into the future, but our concept in this little short period of time we're on the life, on this life, that everything is this way, and it's not. Our life on this planet is not what our life will be on the mansion worlds. But they tell us that they have set it up so that your life in the mansion worlds is a continuation of this life. Okay? And why would they do that? Think about this.
Familiarity.
Familiarity, that's right. And if you step from this life into a life that was so much different, you could not physically, mentally, and spiritually handle the changes,
Right.
right? That's why they've set it up this way. You might have 1 million years on any one of the mansion worlds to explore that period of time or that expansion in your psyche so you can handle the next one. And then other people won't need that. Some people will be so advanced in their spiritual life, they'll be able to skip over the mansion words and go straight to the capital.
But I do think that it's very powerful that your relatives meet you, you know, because then they already have experience there.
Yeah, but you got to keep this in mind, Pam. The reason they are there is they cannot associate going up that high any more than you can, right?
Okay.
So that's why they'll all be hanging around those mansion worlds and will be available to come and see you when you wake up, right? Because they're not that much different on any higher level than you are. Think about it this way. If we took the last, what's it been, 14 years since I've been teaching, and a couple of y'all have been with me ever since then, right? Since we started.
Yeah.
If you took that last 14 years' experience of what you've learned about this revelation and you woke up on the mansion world, your concepts of religion, philosophy, your relationship with God, where you're going, who you've been, where you're going, all that is going to be 2,000,000% different than somebody that's just a Christian, right?
Right.
Think about it that way. So somebody has got to train all those coming behind you,
Yeah.
right? Whose job will that be?
Yours.
It'll be ours, one
Oh,
that
then I can
is.
say I told you so.
You can say, I told you so. That's right, because believe it or not, all these things we've been studying for 1 hour twice a week for forever, you will remember every bit of it. There he's back.
Oh, God.
Okay?
These are
And
the
my
bits
head's
and
not that
pieces.
big, Roger. It is the thing is your horizons will have expanded to the point where you'll have perfect recall.
Yeah,
Okay?
that's the part that we keep.
And as you
And
teach this and as you reinstall this stuff in yourself, you'll remember, you'll start to recall it, you'll start to recall it, and it will become so natural to you, you will never conceive of the fact that you did not know it all. You know what I'm saying? But that's why we do this. There's this little bright light in the back of our minds that know this stuff is so important. It's important for us to spend large amounts of time of our life, which is not that much, studying this information, right?
Right, Roger,
Yes.
the question.
Sure.
The thought adjuster help with that memory?
Yes, of course. You know what the thought adjuster is doing right now? Part of what the thought adjuster's job is, everything spiritual relationship related is going in your soul. Okay? So your thought adjuster is training your soul in everything you're learning here because this is all what? Spiritually related.
Yeah.
So when you wake up in your new soul and you have your consciousness in your new soul has already been rehearsed in this stuff over and over and over again. So this stuff will become second nature to you. Okay? So you say, I don't know if I can teach this. Of course you will. You'll have it so cold in your soul and know it so well in your mind and soul. You'll meet me somewhere and I'll say, do you remember such and such? And you go, oh yeah, I got that. You know? It won't be me teaching you. It'll be you teaching yourself and you teaching others that's coming behind you. You see what I'm saying? So don't get too perplexed if you don't remember everything we do, because you will remember it in the future. That's why we do it over and over again. That's why I have to
But
end.
we could even sorry.
We could even what, Jane?
So let's say there may come a time where we understand the revelation. Could still need to study higher, more advanced knowledge
Well, let
that
me put it
even
this.
you have not been exposed to.
I have not been exposed to it. That's correct. So
Yeah.
that's why I always say, Jane, this is the kindergarten class. Right. So this is our finite kindergarten class on spirituality. When we get to the mansion worlds, we'll start working on the first and second grade level. Okay. I mean, that's about as truthful as I can be about it, because the concepts of the Marantxa life and learning Marantxa Moda is more difficult than the things we have studied here.
So we could have classes, we could continue with our class. Correct.
Yes, we could. You know, they even say in the book, there's certain groups on this planet that are working on this planet together that will continue on because the work they're doing is so important.
Wow, that's very nice.
Yeah. So we may continue on as a group so we can tr teach those that have no concepts of what we've studied so they can get caught up to where we are. And our, huh?
We could be on the celestial internet.
That's right. We could be on the celestial internet. Not only that, but the other half of your time will be doing what? Advancing yourself to the higher concepts.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But because we all know if you want to really know something, teach someone else that something because it reinforces what you have learned.
That's true.
You know?
Hey,
Yeah.
Roger.
Yeah.
Oh, before, speaking of time, before I run out of time, could you maybe the last two thirds of this section explain it a little bit?
The last two thirds, you mean
Yeah,
the
this
paper itself?
well, this new invasion of the administrative work of the universes and their component units may not always appear to be executed exactly in accordance with the technique herein outlined, because it is the practice to send forth advanced groups of administrators.
Yeah, what they're talking about there, Rodney, is starting new local universes and starting new systems. Because what they have to do is they have to send forth administrative groups to prepare not only the planet and that sort of thing, but to plan prepare those who will be populating that planet for this concept of a revelation. Because these people are barbarians, they have no concept of religion or hierarchy or anything else. So they send out to these planets as they're being progressively, created, administrative groups as teachers. Okay. So that's part of what many of us will be doing, especially in the outer space levels. Okay.
And I guess we will all keep in mind the faults of Adam and Eve
Oh,
that
yeah.
we will want to
Yeah.
try and keep to the
Yeah. Well, let me say that we're totally out of time, but let me say this, why I get so upset sometimes with programs like Ancient Aliens and things like that. Because they teach things that are semi-true. Okay. Like there were people on this planet before it was ever inhabited. There may have been space creatures that came in and landed here. There may have been a lot of different types of beings that help us progress over time, but they miss out on the most important thing, which is what they teach us in this book, how it actually happened. Right. So people get a wrong concept of who the Anunnaki is, who the Noddites were, who the B Babylonians were, and they start to worship all these things that's written in stone in these things because that's the way they did things back there then to remember things. So All these creatures you see on these pyramids and in the hallways and all these other things, yeah, they may have been there and they may have been real, but they were no more important than every single human being on the planet. Okay? And I don't want to get on my soapbox, but that's why I get upset with programs like this, because they're presenting information in a certain way, and people get the idea because they learn that information that that's the way it really happened, and it actually did not. Okay, so that's why another reason this revelation is so important in understanding it. But if you've got a successful TV show and you're making tons and tons of money, you don't want to take the time to go read something else. You know, it all comes down to the money. And how much money does our channel make on YouTube? I ain't got any pennies, but I'd hold up a penny because we didn't even make that much. You know, we don't have that much of a viewership. The reason we don't have that much of a viewership is because I never monetized it. Okay. That's exactly right. Now, if I go back and monetize it, yeah, we'll start getting millions and millions of viewers. But when do you balance out the making the money with the viewers? This is the most important thing that could ever be out there, but I can't sell it, you know, not in good faith.
Would monetizing control the content?
What's your question? Would monetizing do what?
Control the content.
Yes, of course it would.
They
When
would
I'm
come in and
dead,
say, you cannot say that.
yeah, I can say that because when I'm dead and gone, the content will still be out there and somebody will come along and just copy the content and monetize it, and it'll still be out there. Hopefully people will have enough sense to realize from what we say in these meetings what is important compared to the monetized stuff, you know?
So I don't have a good enough understanding. I obviously
Let
don't
me
know what
put it
you're talking about.
this way, Gary. If I would have monetized these meetings 10 years ago when I started, I had a choice to make. I either sold God or I sold my soul.
No,
Okay.
I expect anybody to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how that works.
Well, we've got hundreds of preachers and evangelists and everybody else out there preaching. They say preaching the gospel, they're
Yeah,
collecting money, they're getting rich, they got boats and planes and everything you can see, everything in the world except what they should be teaching, which is God. Okay,
it's
so, and I
we're not
refuse to
now.
do that. I'm not. I'm just, I refuse to do that. You know.
Well, okay, we'll talk some other time about it.
Yeah, it's just not worth it to me to try to put the book out there. I know how important it is to get this information out there, but it's not important enough to sell off God.
My idea was the fact that if they don't bother the content, then the monetization may get the word out to more people, which would be beneficial.
That's
I don't see. I that's why we should talk off screen, so you
Yeah.
can explain this concept to me, because I don't understand how monetization would affect what is said in the content.
It does not affect what it's said in the content, but what happens, Gary, is the monetization of this content becomes more important than the content itself. You follow me? So
I was thinking the monet if for some reason that process brought it to more people, it'd be good.
yes, it would be.
But you're saying because of the greed of man, it could damage
Yes.
it.
That's
Okay.
exactly right. I'm gonna hit escape here and see if I can get out of this.
Okay, then
Nope.
I'm not going to send you my renewal contract. No, I'm just
Okay.
with you.
Let me try to get the share the
Glad you're
just
doing
call.
better, Gary. Huh?
Glad you're
Yeah,
doing better.
I'm feeling better.
Okay, we got the prayer of acceptance up here. read this and we'll close out for tonight. Jane, would you like to read the prayer tonight? You hadn't read it in a while.
Sure. Yeah. Prayer of acceptance. I believe that God is my paradise father and that only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. By the same faith, I became a child of God and know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. Know the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe of Lebanon, as Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
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 And thank you all for
Thank you,
coming.
Roger.
You're welcome. And
Roger, I
we
wanted to ask you a question
sure.
about the screen.
Yeah.
So at some point, I did this background thing, and I don't know how to get out of it.
Well, let me end the recording here and then we'll
Okay.
talk about it for
Yeah.
real. So let me click off
Internet
of
X2,
Facebook.
okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Bye.
Roger. You're welcome,
Yeah,
y'all.
thank you.
Let me stop the hang on, I gotta find my it's moved all my icons around here. Here we go. Okay, stop that.
I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi.